You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. Yes, indeed. A very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? And welcome to The Breakfast Show. It is Friday. It is Friday the 17th of June, so we say TGIF. Of course we do. Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. I'm going to be with you from now going right through until 10 o'clock on this Friday morning. Do stick around. A couple of things. This morning, this is all to do with the world of entertainment on this day, 17th of June, starting off in 1818 with French composer Charles Gounod. He was born, he's known for his Ave Maria, based on a work, in actual fact, by Bach, as well as his opera Faust. Another opera by him, which is still occasionally performed, is Romeo and Juliet. In 1882, Russian-born naturalized French, later naturalized American composer, pianist and conductor Igor Stravinsky was born. His best-known works are The Firebird, Petrushka, and The Rite of Spring. He's widely considered one of the most important and influential composers of the 20th century.
Good morning, world.
Good morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission would start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Fog and an orchard child with seagulls flee.
bring us in on this Friday morning. All this time, and that, of course, is Sting. Can't mistake him, can you? Released as the first single. This was off of his studio album, third studio album, if I remember rightly, The Soul Cages. And on the 31st of December in 1990, that's when the album was released. The song, by the way, was a chart success, especially in North America, reaching number 5 on the US Billboard Hot 100 for Sting and topping the Billboard Rock Album Tracks chart as well. The Billboard Modern Rock Tracks chart and the Canadian RPM Top Singles chart. Didn't do too badly for him, did he? No, of course not. Here's UB40. High ground.
Every hour of every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about people. The less I know, the more I want to look around. Digging deep on clues on high ground. The moon and the stars, it will fly. Earth and trees beneath the light. The wind blows fragrant love by. Cool at night for you and I. On the wing the birds fly free. The violet contains and the sea. The flower waits for honeybee. The sunrise waits for light in me. Every hour, every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about people. Intoxicated drinking from the loving cup of burning sun. In dreams I'll pray for many tastes. Whispered rain on weary face. Kisses sweet and warm embrace. Another time, another day. Every hour, every day I'm learning more. The more I learn, the less I know about people. The less I know, the more I want.
UB40 and Higher Ground there. Time on the Breakfast Show, keeping an eye on the time for 12 minutes right now. That's after the hour 6 o'clock, and take us to our shower song. I think we'll have a bit of Terence Trent D'Arby, don't you? wishing well. And wishing you all well as well. Well, too.
You sing like a bandit stealing time underneath a sycamore tree. Cupid by the Austin Valentine's to my sweet lover and maid. Slowly but surely your appetite is more than I knew. Sweetly, softly, I'm falling in love with you. Wish me love, oh, wishing well, to kiss and tell. Oh, wishing well, a butterfly tale. Wish me love, oh, wishing well, to kiss and tell.
Feeling very happy with himself this morning there, Terence Trent D'Arby, and on Wishing Well. That's brought us to, looking at time, or well, just a few seconds after 15 minutes after 6 o'clock. We're going to do this. And I've got something a little different for you in the shower this morning. Oh, yes, indeed. I tell you what, if you like flowers, and if you like tamales, are you going to like this? Flores y Tamales from Calixico.
Flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada se acabó con la tierra que esperaba entre los matojos, manchándome la cara. Amanezcamos juntos con flores y tamales, festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile. Festejando con tus risas cada rato, cada baile.
I do like that. Here we go, Flores and Tamales. Here we go. In the shower with you this morning. We could actually get, come on, chop, 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 chop. There we go, that's it. Time on the Breakfast Show, 18 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock. And Calexico, yeah, believe it or not, from Doyle, the Tuscan, Arizona-based band. Americana, Tex-Mex, indie rock band. And the band's two main members, a guy called Joey Burns and John Convertino, first played together in Los Angeles as part of the group called Giant Sand. And they've recorded a number of albums now on a Quarter Stick Records. So that's it, you know where it comes from. Right, let me see what we got lined up for you this morning. It is a Friday. It is a Music Friday. It's just you, me, the music, and Yasmin and Ingrid going through until 10 o'clock this morning. We'll be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. And also Yasmin later on will be telling us what, where and when, what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it. And no doubt a couple of tracks from... A couple of tracks from This Day in Music and Born on This Day in Music as well, here on The Breakfast Show. Beth Nielsen, the Chapman, is next on my playlist for this morning. Happy Girl. We like happy, don't we? Of course we do. Don't do that, George.
Girl. children. Now, come along. We're going to do our nice moving to music this morning. So let's make a lovely fairy ring, shall we? And then we'll all be flowers growing in the grass. Now, let's make a big circle. Spread out. Wider. Wider. Just fingertips touching. That's it. Sue, let go of Neville. Well, because flowers don't hold hands. They just touch fingertips. Sue, let go of Neville.
The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw. It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Now then, children, listen very carefully. Elvis, stop bouncing. No, bouncing isn't dancing. Elvis, don't argue, dear. Now, you watch the others and you'll see. Now, when Miss Bolting plays her music, I want us all to get up onto our tiptoes, toes, lightest feathers, and dance away all over the room wherever the music takes us. And remember, we're lovely flowers growing in the grass.
Whoa, in a couple of days, the bomber take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now, when the radical preachers come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
And Sue, we don't want grumblers in our fairy ring, do we? We only want smilers. Yes, David, you're a smiler. Yes, Lavinia, you are. And Peggy, yes, you're all smilers. Now, quiet, please. Don't get so excited. Now, quiet. And Sue's going to be a smiler in a minute, aren't you, Sue? That's better. George! Don't do that.
There we go, a little bit of a breakfast show mix there. Comedian Joyce Grenville. And all together there with Paul Simon and me and Julio down by the old schoolyard. 26 minutes right now, that's after the hour of 6 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. You take a rummage around your tent. Got some good news stories with a bit of luck for you this morning. Or what we call antidotes. Antidepressants as well.
Yeah!
Tennessee and the Sunshine Band and Get Down Tonight. And why not? Because it's Friday night. We should all be doing it, really.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And great to be with you on this Friday morning. Time right now, we're just making our way to 29 minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock. And we're going to take a look at some of the local news stories. Now, we will be looking at these, of course, in more detail at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. Starting off with the epidemiological report of yesterday, the Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health revealed that no new deaths had been reported in the last 24 hours due to COVID-19. However, two from previous dates were updated for a total of 8,316 accumulated deaths now in the country for lethality that remains at 0.9%. There are 1,958 new cases in the last 24 hours. 10,261 tests were applied in the country with a positivity of 19.1%. We're just about staying under the 20% mark. Meanwhile, the active cases, they total 21,230 throughout the country. 2,974 are in isolation and 256 are hospitalized. Those that are in isolation, they're divided into 20,944 in the residences and 30 in the so-called hospital hotels. While those hospitalized, we have 220 in the wards and 36 in the intensive care units. Now, the Minister of Health, still carrying on with the story about the removal of the masks, well, the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, reiterated on Thursday that in 2 weeks they should be analysing, eliminating the mandatory use of the mask, but everything, of course, will depend on the scientific evidence on the situation of COVID-19 in the country. Sucre affirmed that the use of the mask is under permanent discussion and that the impact on the fifth wave of the pandemic is diminishing. The second specialised prosecutor's office against organised crime was unable to prove which accounts were created in order to hide the origin of illicit money from the Lava Yato operation, for which the Third Liquidator Court of Criminal Cases issued a definitive dismissal and 38 provisional in favour of people investigated for alleged money laundering. The ruling that bears the signature of the third judge liquidating criminal cases, this is Baloisa Martinez, also specifies that in the investigation of the prosecution, it was not possible to establish the amounts of the money that entered from offshore companies. President Laurentino Cortizo partially vetoed Bill number 697, which would regulate crypto assets in the country because it requires adaptation to the rules that regulate the Panamanian banking system. President Cortizo explained that although this proposal is new, it must also be adapted to the monetary model that has guaranteed Panama's economic and fiscal stability. International economic uncertainty, volatility in the markets at a time of rising interest rates, the effect of the war in Ukraine, the permanence of the COVID-19 pandemic after more than 2 years, as well as downward revisions of the global economic perspectives, are some of the factors that have brought caution to the local capital market and that are reflected in the trading volume so far this year. Between January and May, Latinx had traded 1,937 million. This is a figure that is equivalent to 499 million, or 20.5% less than in the same period of the previous year. In September, it will participate in a Panama Day. This is the financial system Latinx with a financial focus that is being organized in New York, aimed at counterparts from the financial sectors of the United States, as well as potential investors. The Comptroller General of the Republic reported the country's gross domestic product, the GDP, registered a growth of 13.6% compared to those reported in the same period of 2021. According to the data disclosed by the entity, the quarterly GDP registered $11,097.2 million for the estimated period, reflecting an increase of $1,327.8 million. It is highlighted that among the activities that marked a favorable performance transportation, communications, commerce, construction, and the manufacturing industry, due to the increase in production of meat and meat products. Last May, the Tocumen International Airport registered traffic of 1,304,604 passengers, which represents 703,326 more compared to the same period in 2021. Raful Arab, manager of the Tocumen International Airport, said that it is observing that the pace of recovering is accelerating. And regarding international connections, in May, the air terminal increased direct routes to 78 destinations through 20 commercial airlines, which offer services to America and Europe. For this reason, of the total number of passengers who use Terminal 1 of the Tocumen International Airport, 76 of them had connections here in Panama. And lastly, a group of specialists from the Ministry of Environment through an autopsy will try to determine the causes of the death of a debrined whale whose body was found on the beach in San Felipe. After the inspection by the officials, it has been possible to determine that it is an adult whale and that it died in the open sea several days ago. We ask the population not to approach the remains since the cause of death is not known and it may represent a health hazard, the Ministry of Environment said on its official Twitter account. After the necropsy and the collection of samples and data, a decision will be made on how the body will be removed from the San Felipe beach, which is, of course, a tourist area. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. Some of those things relevant to us here in the Republic of Panama brought for you, compiled for you here on the Breakfast Show. All right, time to get back to the music. A little bit of Uncle Cracker.
You don't know how you met me. You don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. I'm not worried about the ring you wear, 'cause as long as no one knows, then nobody can care. You're feeling guilty, and I'm well aware, but you don't look ashamed, and baby, I'm not scared. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me. Mm-hmm.
alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go. That's Diana Ross. Bee Gees in there as well, of course. Eat Alive. 15 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock. And it was, to say, Uncle Cracker was the first of those two with Follow Me. And I was just looking, talk about Eating Alive. I was just looking at some of the news today. You'll hear it in the international news a little bit later on when we take a look at that. Julian Assange can be extradited, says the UK Home Secretary. This is extradited to UK. To the USA for those WikiLeaks. They know what I mean by eating alive. Right, another sad love song. This is Khaled.
Mm-hmm. best at showing my emotions. You cut me deep and you left me wide open. I fought the demons that lie in between us. They think we're perfect if they'd ever seen us. But I guess this sounds like another sad love song. I can't get over how it all went wrong. But I let the words come together. And maybe I'll feel better. Bridges, they are burning. Lover, I am worried. Tables, they are turning. Lover, I am hurting. I took the time to think of what you said. Your words are dancing in my head. I must be honest, I have a lot of pride. But I'm broken inside. I guess this sounds like another sad love song. I can't get over how it all went wrong. Together, and maybe I'll feel better. Bridges, they are burning. Lover, I am worried. Tables, they are turning. Lover, I am hurting. Bridges, they are burning. Lover, I am worried.
Another sad love song, Khalid there. 11 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock and just recuperating from a hard day yesterday. Had the pleasure of being invited to a tea party, royal tea party yesterday afternoon. So very good morning to all the ladies. They have a fantastic event they put on. And this one was hosted by the British ambassador and his good lady. And that was, of course, in honour of the Jubilee, Queen's 70th Jubilee. So they had it there. And it was great fun. So all those amazing ladies, thank you all very much. And I had the chance of sort of sitting down with Miss Universe and Miss World. Some days it's so tough, you know. So good time was had by all. Absolutely superb event. I tell you, these ladies are organised. So congratulations to everybody. Fantastic. Let's say a very good morning to Paul over there in the United Kingdom, Paul Dixon, and also, of course, to Mary Lou this morning. She's with us. Senor Francisco, who checked in with us early this morning as well. Paul over there in the UK says, blue skies, sunny at the moment, 29 degrees. Forecast to be 30 degrees Celsius from 3 p.m. So there you go. That is, it's just going to be warm over there because they don't have a lot of air conditioning, you know. They suffer. But no, over in Europe at the moment, they're having quite a bit of a heat wave. So climate is certainly sort of stirring things up, isn't it? Anyway, Paul, very good morning to you. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you from Cream. Which reminds me of that tea party because we had scones with jam and cream. Tough, isn't it? Anyway, you asked if we could play Cream, and I Feel Free. There we go, going out to Paul Dixon over there in London. This morning, there you are, Paul. That's Hit Cream and I Feel Free. Funny how love can be, according to the Ivy League. The Ivy League and funny how love can be. I tell you what, We're coming up to the top of the hour. We're going to be looking at the international news, of course, when we get to the top of the hour. So I thought I'd give you an antidepressant now. It might help. All right. It's a nice story. Jas Windri Singh is giving his customers and their wallets a break. Singh owns a gas station in Phoenix, and while he's buying gas at $5.66 a gallon from his supplier, he's selling it for 47 cents less. Now, with 1,000 gallons of gas pumped at his station every day, it's a big loss for Singh. But what's important to him is that he's giving some relief to his customers. He's quoted as saying, "My mother and my father, they teach us to help." This is what he told one of the local radio TV stations. He says, "If you have something, you have to share with others, with other people," he said. His generosity means the world to customers like James McGarry, who fills up his tank twice a week. "I'm super thankful," he said. "I'm grateful that he's here." See, there is some nice news. There are some lovely people out there, trust me. Ain't no mountain high enough. And that is literally bringing us up to the top of the hour here on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier, with blazing speeds and special promotions. come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Great to be with you on this Friday morning. Is it great when it's Friday? Let me just look out the window. It's going to be quite nice. Bit of cloud out there, but I think we're going to be like yesterday with the sun coming through later on. Anyway, let's take a look at some of the international news for this Friday morning. The European Union's Executive Commission was expected to give its blessing on Friday to membership candidate status for Ukraine and its neighbour Moldova. An historic eastward shift in Europe's outlook brought about by Russia's invasion. In actual fact, the latest news, I got a news flash bit earlier on, is that it has been given candidate status. Now, Ukraine did apply to join the EU just 4 days after Russian troops fraud poured across the border in February. 4 days later, so did Moldova and Georgia, two other ex-Soviet states contending with separatist regions occupied by Russian troops. The leaders of the three biggest EU powers, Germany, France and Italy, signalled their solidarity on Thursday by visiting Kiev, along with the president of Romania. Ukraine belongs to the European family, Germany's Olaf Scholz said after meeting President Volodymyr Zelensky. EU leaders are expected to endorse the Commission's recommendation at a summit next week. France's president said on Friday that he saw little chance of an agreement with Russia for now on how to get grain out of Ukraine port of Odessa, but said that there were talks to regenerate rail routes linking Odessa to the Danube in Romania as an alternative. Ukraine's inability to use its major deep-sea port, Odessa, because of Russian military incursion, has led to a jump in global food prices and warnings by the United Nations of hunger in poorer countries that rely heavily on imported grain. The European Commission will recommend on Friday that the European Union designate Ukraine and Moldova as candidates for membership, with Georgia being asked to meet certain conditions before being granted the same status, said diplomats. While some EU countries, including the Netherlands and Denmark, do not support more countries becoming EU membership candidates, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky won the backing of France, Germany, Italy and Romania on Thursday. China launched its third aircraft carrier on Friday, the Fujian, which is named after the province opposite self-ruled Taiwan, sending a statement of intent to rivals as it modernizes its military. President Xi Jinping has made overhauling the world's largest armed forces a central part of his agenda, seeking to protect power well beyond China's shores, though government sources say that there is no hostile intent. Champagne, colourful ribbons, water cannons and smoke were deployed to celebrate the carrier's launch and official naming at a ceremony at the Jinyan shipyard in Shanghai, state media reported. British Interior Minister Priti Patel on Friday approved the extradition of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to the United States to face criminal charges, bringing his long-running legal saga closer to a conclusion. Assange is wanted by US authorities on 18 counts, including a spying charge relating to WikiLeaks' release of vast troves of confidential US military records and diplomatic cables, which Washington said had put lives in danger. His supporters say, though, he's an anti-establishment hero who has been victimized because he exposed United States wrongdoing in conflicts in Afghanistan and Iraq, and that his prosecution is a politically motivated assault on journalism and free speech. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and other senior officials prepared aid to send to 800 families suffering from an unidentified intestinal epidemic, state media reported on Friday, as the country also battles its first COVID-19 outbreak. North Korea revealed this week that it was facing an acute enteric epidemic on top of weeks-long outbreaks of COVID. It did not elaborate what the disease was, but enteric refers to the gastrointestinal tract. Law enforcement in the United States, Germany, the Netherlands and Britain dismantled a global network of internet-connected devices that had been hacked by Russian cyber criminals and used for malicious purposes, the U.S. Justice Department said on Thursday. The network, known as the Rosox botnet, comprised millions of hacked computers and devices worldwide, including Internet of Things, gadgets like routers and smart garage openers, the department said in a statement. Now you see, if you've got one of these interconnected refrigerators, could be a spy or a traitor. There's one to talk to Dr. Computer about. The World Trade Organization agreed the first change to global trading rules in years on Friday, as well as a deal to boost the supply of COVID-19 vaccines in a series of pledges that were heavy on a compromise. The deals were forged in the early hours of the sixth day of a conference of more than 100 trade ministers that was seen as a test of the ability of nations to strike multilateral trade deals amid geopolitical tensions heightened by the Ukraine war. Thailand announced on Friday that it would abandon its much-criticized pre-registration process for foreign visitors and no longer requires face masks to be worn in public, responding to a slower COVID-19 spread. The Thailand Pass system, where foreign tourists must seek prior approval from Thai authorities, will be halted from the 1st of July, Tourism Minister Pipat Ratchakitprakarn told reporters, removing one of the country's last remaining travel curbs. And lastly, the Gironde department around Bordeaux banned outdoor public events and those at indoor venues without air conditioning, a local official told Public Radio on Friday, as France is gripped by an early heat wave. Local prefect Fabienne Bouchio told France Bleu Radio that concerts and large gatherings, including some of the official June 18th resistance celebrations, were called off from Friday afternoon, while private celebrations such as weddings would still be allowed. Temperatures in many of France's areas hit 40 degrees Celsius for the first time this year on Thursday, and they're expected to peak on Saturday, climbing to 41 to 42 degrees Celsius. There we go. They've got hotter weather than us, haven't they? Talking of weather, we will be looking at what's happening with our weather. That's going to be in around about, 10 minutes' time, I would think.
Home, but tonight I'm gonna get starting to realize, no matter what I do, I will only harm myself trying to hurt you. And if I turn the music loud just to drown you out,
I'm begging, please don't play
no more.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Off those two, a little mix and no more sad songs. I've got a feeling we'll be finding a few more during the course of the morning. And this is Yaz and the Plastic Population, and The Only Way Is Up. Breakfast Show time, 16, coming to 16 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock.
Just walking in the rain.
just a walking in the rain. So alone and blue, all because my heart still remembers you. People come to window, they always stare at me, shake their heads in sorrow, saying, who can that fool be? Just a walking in the rain, thinking how we met. Knowing things could change, somehow I can't forget.
Back in time with that one, aren't we? Johnny Ray there, and just walking in the rain. Well, let us take a look and see if we're going to be joining him, shall we? Let's start over there, as we like to, Costa Riva in the province of Colón. 29 degrees Celsius is going to be the maximum temperature over there today, with 23 being the minimum. 35 degrees, that's the thermal sensation for today, and 84% is their relative humidity. Weather-wise, we're looking at a few showers during the course of this morning, isolated showers in the afternoon, and tonight, isolated showers are going to continue. Had a few of those here last night as well. Right, moving over to this side of the isthmus to West Panama, 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, 23 being the minimum. 33 degrees is the thermal sensation, which isn't too bad for today, and 81% is the relative humidity. It's going to be cloudy this morning, isolated rain with thunderstorms in the afternoon, and chance for a few showers tonight. Moving along to us here in the metropolitan area, let's see what's in store for us. Hey, let me just check out the window again. Yeah, we've got some cloud, but I think we could get some sun peeping through. I think we might have already had some, actually. 29 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature here in the metropolitan area for today. 24 degrees being the minimum. Our thermal sensation is 35 degrees Celsius, relative humidity 84%. And they say a few showers during the course of this morning. It is possible, but I would say unless things change, a bit unlikely looking at things right now. This afternoon, though, stormy rains, and tonight, chance of a few showers again tonight. Moving out to the Gulf of Panama, moving out to the Perlis Islands, out in that direction, we are coming up for the weekend. I guess a lot of those gin palaces will be leaving Ocean Reef this afternoon. I can watch them disappear. 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature out there in the Perlis Islands. 25 degrees being the minimum for today. Thermal sensation out there is not too bad at 34 degrees Celsius. Relative humidity at 86%. Now, isolated rain with thunderstorms during the morning. Stormy rains in the afternoon, and tonight isolated rains with thunderstorms. And that's basically it. There's our look at the forecast. And we're going to move on now to maritime conditions and see what is in store for us. Now, we're going to start with the tides for today, starting with the Pacific. We've just got two up and one down, two high tides, one low. High tide, the first one, 5:54 this morning, just before we started, just before 6 o'clock. And that was a 5.18 metre high tide. Still, we're still over that 5 metre mark. Low tide, that will be just before midday. That's going to be at 11:56. And that will be 0.09 of a metre. High tide again, 6:10 this evening. And that'll be 5.18 metres, exactly the same as our first high tide. So that's it, just two up and one down. Caribbean, we got a full set, and we got high tide, that was at 2:18 this morning, that was 0.43 of a metre. Low tide will be at 10:28, that'll be minus 0.18 of a metre. High tide again, that's going to be 5:21 this evening, that'll all late afternoon, 0.09 of a metre. And the last low tide, 7:54 tonight, just before 8 o'clock tonight, and that'll be 0.06 of a metre. So there we go. There are your tides. Now, let us take a look at the sea conditions starting on the Caribbean coast. Good conditions this morning. No advisories for you. Wind speed 12 to 14 kilometres an hour coming from the west-southwest this morning. Waves, they're going to be at 3 feet. Now, in the afternoon, good conditions are still prevailing. 12 to 16 kilometre an hour winds coming from the southwest and waves at 3 feet. Taking a look at the Pacific, we're looking at winds a little bit higher at 20 to 22 kilometres an hour. West-south-westerly direction this morning, west-southwest. Waves are going to be up at 4 feet, so we've got a little bit of a swell. This afternoon, still good conditions, no advisory. Winds are going to drop down in the afternoon, 8 to 10 kilometres an hour, coming from a southerly direction, and the waves, they're going to be at 3 feet. So that's about it. There's your weather report for this Friday. And I tell you what, let's have a little bit of thunder. There we go.
As we walk through the corridor of creation, we see lands divide. Nation against nation, like comets they collide. And we pray for the unseen to be seen by the eyes of man. When heaven and earth are hand in hand, thy will be done.
He's 17. Let it rain. I think we've all got a pretty good chance of that during the course of the day, don't you? And Yellow River. Right, time on the Breakfast Show. We're going to have a quick little break, then we'll come back and take a look at some of the international business news for this morning.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time on The Breakfast Show, 29 minutes exactly before the hour of 8 o'clock. And don't forget, still to come this morning's program, we'll look at the local news, 8 and 9 o'clock, some of it anyway. And we'll be checking in with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. And in the last hour, it is What, Where and When with Yasmin and a couple of tracks from probably Born on This Day. We'll see. Right, let's take a look at some of the international business news for this Friday morning. It is the 17th of June. European stocks edged higher on Friday, but were set for sharp weekly losses as a slew of interest rate hikes from major central banks fueled worries about a sharp economic slowdown. The Pan-European Stock 600 index rose 0.8% in volatile trade, but was still set for a 4% weekly decline in what could be its worst since early May. World stock markets were heading for their biggest weekly decline since markets' pandemic meltdown in March of 2020, hit by growing worries about a recession after rate increases in the United States and Britain were followed by a surprise move in Switzerland to quell an inflation surge. There is likely to be sustained relief from the sinking feeling that has hit financial markets this week. Susanna Streeter, a senior investment and markets analyst at Hargreaves Lansdown, said in a note, the knot of worry about the tricky economic times ahead isn't likely to go away at any time soon. The final reading of Eurozone inflation for May will be out later during the day. The stocks at 600 has shed about 17% so far this year on worries over the deterioration of the economic outlook and hit to corporate earnings from the surging prices and aggressive tightening measures by central banks. Several regional markets are nearing or have marked a 20% decline from their recent peaks, called a bear market by a commonly used definition. Among the worst hit European sectors this week were oil and gas, technology and retail stocks as well. For every $100 of inflows since January of 2020, there has been zero outflow from stocks, Bank of America said in a weekly note, indicating more pain ahead for equities. Europe has seen outflows for the past 18 weeks. Central banks across Europe raised interest rates on Thursday, some by amounts that shocked markets and hinted at even higher borrowing costs to come to tame soaring inflation, that is, eroding savings and squeezing corporate profits. Fueled initially by soaring oil prices in the wake of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, inflation has broadened out to everything from food to services, with double-digit readings in parts of the continent. Britain is increasingly likely to head into recession over the next year or two amid soaring inflation due to the country's vulnerability to external shocks, JP Morgan economists said on Friday. This was a day after the Bank of England raised borrowing costs. China's national oil majors are in advanced talks with Qatar to invest in the North Field East expansion of the world's largest liquefied natural gas, the LNG project, and buy the fuel under long-term contracts. Three people with knowledge of the matter have reported. It will be the first such partnership between the two nations among the world's top LNG consumers and producers as the Middle Eastern energy exporter shifts to expand its Asia client base. Global energy corporations used to be the main investors in Qatar's gas industry. The Russian subsidiary of Alphabet, this is Google, has submitted a declaration of bankruptcy, Interfax reported on Friday, citing court filings online. The subsidiary announced plans to file for bankruptcy in May after authorities seized its bank account, making it impossible to pay staff and vendors. The Russian authorities' seizure of Google Russia's bank account has made it untenable for our Russian office to function. Therefore, Google Russia has filed for bankruptcy, a company spokesman has said. A group of SpaceX employees decried flamboyant billionaire chief executive officer Elon Musk as a, quote, distraction and embarrassment, unquote. This is in an internal letter to executives. Musk, also head of electric automaker Tesla, Inc. has been in headlines and late-night comedy monologues in recent months for a tumultuous quest to buy social media giant Twitter. A reported allegation of sexual harassment that Musk has denied, as well as crude comments online and a foray into political discourse. And lastly, Boeing Corporation could embrace new engine technology for its next new airplane program, vital to fending off arch-rival Airbus SE in a lucrative slice of the air travel market. The US plane maker has not publicly endorsed the so-called open rotor or open fan design, in which the engine's blades are exposed, announced last year by CFM International, a transatlantic lineup or tie-up between General Electric and Safran. There we go. That's it. There's our look. That's some of those things in the international news for this morning, bringing us to 23 minutes. And that is before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Baby, I need a hand to hold tonight. One bright star to remind me how dear is this life. Baby, I've never known. There's something very special about you. I can't imagine living without you.
You'll remember, it's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
There we go. That is Dexter Wansel there and Life on Mars. And that was preceded Tina Turner and Way of the World. Time on the Breakfast Show, if you keep your eye on the time, 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. And I've got a few requests to get through, so let's get cracking with Renee. Renee is there with us this morning. Good morning to you, Renee. It is Good Friday morning. Sunny in Albrook and still piles of trash in the hood. I want to wish a very happy Father's Day to all the dads this weekend and have a terrific one. Have a terrific weekend. Yours if we could play something by Bob Carlyle called Butterfly Kisses.
Deserve her love every morning. butterfly kisses. I couldn't ask God for more. Man, this is what love is. I know I gotta let her go, but I'll always remember every hug in the morning and butterfly kisses.
There we go, Mr. Bob Carlyle and Butterfly Kisses. And that's a request going out to all the dads out there. That's from Renee this morning. Can't make my mind up whether that's a happy or a sad song. In the with a laugh or cry. Mary Lou's on the same track this morning. She says, wishing everybody a great day. Wishing everybody a great day and a happy Father's Day to all the fathers listening to the Breakfast Show. You asked if we could play a piece of music for you. It's from Nemo. It's the weather report, I think. Again. This is Nemo. It's called Nightwish. There we go, Nightwish, and Nemo was the name of the song. Mary Lou pointed out to me. I don't know if she was with the band. It must be, because I recognised that voice straight away, Tarja Turunen. I thought that must be. So I sort of hadn't known the group before. She was a member of the group, so I'd imagine she's one of the past members of the group, so I'd imagine that was probably her on the song, because she's got a great voice. Right, I've got one more request to do, and this one comes from Ashley this morning. And Ashley, he comes and says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have an awesome weekend. And you asked if we could play this one, Gregory Isaacs, Night Nurse.
Your best just to make it quick. Pour my tin to the sink. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Gregory. Night nurse, only you alone can quench this thirst. My night nurse, oh gosh, oh the pain is getting worse. No doubt. I need attendance from my nurse around the clock. Cause there's no prescription for me. She's the one, the only remedy.
Con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panamá.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the breakfast show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Space, floating through space. That's what you're doing, Sia. That's it, Sia, featuring David Guetta on that one. And before that, Elton John, of course, and Sad Songs Say So Much. Time on The Breakfast Show, we're 22 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's here. It's freaky. It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday, fun facts. And since we had a little discussion about electricity, that's what today's topic is going to be. We're going to talk about the history of electricity. Did you know the basic principles of electricity generation were discovered during the 1820s and early 1830s by the British scientist Michael Faraday? His method is still used today. Electricity is generated by the movement of a loop of wire or disc or copper between the poles of a magnet. Now, did you know Australia's first recorded use of electricity was to light Sydney's General Post Office in 1878? And that the first street light in the world was lit by electric light bulbs was Mosley Street in Newcastle upon Tyne in 1879. Thomas Edison built the first power plant, and in 1882, his Pearl Street power plant station in New York sent electricity to 85 buildings. I wasn't one of them. The first successful electric car was built in 1891 by the American inventor William Morrison. 1891. Imagine that. And then Tesla thought he had... Never mind. Okay, let's talk about some facts and figures. Electricity travels at the speed of light around 300,000 kilometers per second. A spark of static electricity can measure up to 3,000 volts. The average taser emits 50,000 volts. That's a big volt, a jolt. A bolt of lightning can measure up to 3 million volts, and that lasts less than 1 second. According to the Global Energy Statistical Yearbook, global electricity production, and this is an old article from 2015, approached 25,000 terawatt hours. Now, 1 terawatt is 1 trillion watts. A lot. Okay. Well, how about the use of electricity? The first 4 common domestic items to be powered by electricity were the sewing machine, the fan, kettle, and a toaster. No, not even a coffee pot? No, sewing machine. Okay, well, all right. LED LED bulbs use about 1/6 of the electrical power that the conventional light bulbs do. So cost is about a quarter as much to use, and they last about 40 times longer. Did you know a typical microwave often consumes more electricity powering its digital clock than it does when it's heating food? Appliances, they also use electricity when they're switched off, so it's a good idea to unplug the big ones if you're not using them, except the refrigerator. You want to keep those plugged in. The average desktop computer idles at 80 watts. The average laptop idles at 20 watts. A Sony PlayStation 3 uses about 200 watts, both while it's active and while it's idle. Unplug those things. Lower your electric bill. As an example of how much more efficient modern appliances are, a refrigerator that was, say, built in the 80s, well, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, used about 4 times as much electricity as a modern one, which is about 1,400 kilowatts a year, compared to 350 kilowatts. Read those yellow stickers on those appliances. It's very important. Did you know? Electricity causes muscle cells in your heart to contract, especially making it beat. The electrocardiogram, or ECG, machine, it measures the electricity going through the heart. As the heart beats in a healthy person, the ECG machine displays a line moving across the screen with those spikes. You know, you've seen them in movies, and especially when they go, I'm sorry, I think we've lost him. Okay. In some species, fish native to the Amazon River, certain muscle cells have evolved over millions of years into cells called electrocytes, which they use for echolocation. That is to detect obstacles and other animals in the dark. So they're using electricity to look in the dark without lighting up a light bulb. You know, when you see a gecko, and we see a lot of them here that climb and look, you know, they can climb on a smooth surface directly up. You're like, well, they got suction cups. No. The ability to do that is part to the electrostatic forces of the gecko's toe pads. Believe it or not, it's electricity that allows that gecko to climb the wall. The difference in charge between its feet and the surface help it to stick to the wall. And here you thought it was gummies. No, no gummies. All right, how about some real good trivia? The word electrocute is a combination of the word electro and execute, meaning when you were killed by electricity. So if you don't die, you were not electrocuted. You was just shocked. Ore trains in Sweden traveling down to the coast generate 5 times the amount of electricity they use powered by nearby towns than they return for their trip of other trains. In Albertville, France, the host city of the 1992 Winter Olympics, they made electricity from cheese. Imagine that, they made it from cheese. Since whey isn't needed to make Beaufort cheese, bacteria is added to the whey, turning it into biogas. This gas is then fed through an engine which heats water to generate electricity. Imagine cheese that makes electricity. I want me some of that cheese. And electricity was introduced to Ethiopia in 1896 after Emperor Menelik II ordered 2 newly invented electric chairs as a form of humane capital punishment. Ah, boom! And then he realized they were useless in his country unless they had electricity. He just had a V8 moment. And finally, did you know? Someone took the trouble to calculate this information, and we're going to take their word for it, and you would need about 648 AA batteries to power a human being for a day. Now, somebody actually calculated that. That's based on 1 calorie equals 4.2 joules. Well, that is your electricity trivia for the day, being that I didn't have it for 8.5, almost 9 hours. And I got to watch that truck come out to the street, and oh boy, they did. They fixed it up, but you know, it was a lot. The generator is helpful, so I said, okay, I better go get some gas. So I took my 2, you know, red tank, I think they're like 5-gallon tanks of gas for the generator, took them down to the gas station, the one that had electricity, and had them filled up. Not all the way, just 3/4, because they're too heavy to lift and pour. And I filled those 2 little travel tanks up, cost me $51. Holy crap! I guess the electricity now and driving, I can't get away from the gasoline prices. And then the guy was so nice, he said, hey, by the way, mañana de precio es más. I said, what? He said, yeah, tomorrow the price is going to be higher, meaning today. So I hope you all got your gas on yesterday, Thursday. All right, those are your Freaky Friday fun facts. Hey, this weekend is Father's Day in Estados Unidos. Remember your father on Sunday. You know, get him a pair of socks or a t-shirt. Or in the old days, I used to get my father a tie when he would go to the office and wear ties. Now he just wears those as headbands when he dresses up as a hippie in the 60s. I've seen all of his ties around his head. It's not been pretty, but he's a good guy, and I love him. You all wish your fathers a happy holiday if you have them here, and if you don't have them here, say hello to them in heaven. All right, I am off to a cup of coffee and sit down. My buns is burning. I got to get me some movement going. All right, you take care of yourselves. Have a wonderful weekend, and back to you in the studio.
There we are. That is Electric Avenue, which, well, you know by now because we've been talking about it quite a few times on The Breakfast Show. Electric Avenue Street in Brixton in London, and that was built in the 1980s. It was the first market street to be lit by electric lights. And as Ingrid mentioned, the first street to be lit by an incandescent light bulb was Mosley Street in Newcastle upon Tyne. Electric Avenue, still going strong, serves various foods and domestic provisions, retails, and hosts a part of Brixton Market. And they've got a great stuff there, a mix of sort of African, Caribbean, South American and Asian products as well. Won't find fish and chips there, you know. Thank you.
the street light, because there's no place I can go. Street light, it's the only life I know. Street light, and there's a thousand parts to play. Street light, until you play your life away. You let the people see just who you want.
We started those two with Simply Red and Holding Back the Years. And, well, that was followed there by the Crusaders and Street Life. And that was released back in 1979 by MCA Records. A single from the album of the same name. The song is notable for featuring lead vocals. You recognize her? Randy Crawford. And the song was a hit in the US. It reached number 36 on the Billboard Hot 100. In Europe, it peaked at number 5 on the UK. There you know, you see, we know a good song when we hear it. Trust me. Remember that then when that came out. Randy Crawford, what a wonderful voice she has. So does Alicia Keys, by the way. This is called No One.
Together, through the days.
there she goes, Alicia Keys, and No One. Now, today is Friday. Oh, what are you going to do later? What are you going to do after work? Well, have you visited Frank's Place? It's a new Italian-American concept. It's located in Plaza Downtown in Costa del Este. Delicious pastas, brick oven pizzas, gluten-free and vegetarian options. And also, they are pet-friendly as well. Now, you can follow them on Instagram at Frank's Place Panama. All right, at Frank's Place Panama. And don't forget, after office from Tuesday to Friday. Yeah, today is Friday. From 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Two for one drinks. Now, that's national beers, sangria, mojitos, margaritas, caipirinhas, house wines, and spirits. Say, follow them on Instagram, Frank's Place Panama, at Frank's Place Panama. And where are they again? Plaza Downtown in Costa del Este. And if you would like to make a booking, just give them a call, 394-6998. 394-6998. And I'll tell you what we also did earlier on, we mentioned fish and chips. Yeah, well, you know where to get the best fish and chips in town, don't you? Friday, always have fish and chips, shouldn't we? There you go. Go to the Wallace on Avenida Samuel Lewis there in O Barrio. Best fish and chips in town. And Friday is fish and chip day. Right, let's have a little bit of an antidepressant, shall we? Let's have another good news story. They spent the year keeping the floors shiny, the desk clean, and the trash cans empty. And before classes were out for summer, a young man called Caleb Kelly Jones wanted the custodians, yep, these are people who do all the cleaning, at his Kansas high school to know just how much their hard work was appreciated. The 18-year-old bought a card for each custodian and had all of his fellow students, as well as the teachers and administrators at Atchison High School. Well, he got them to sign it. With the help of his family, he also baked cookies and delivered the cards and the homemade treats to his custodians. They do a lot for us at school, Kelly Jones told USA Today. I don't know if they're ever acknowledged for it. Well, they are now, aren't they? The custodians were absolutely stunned by this kind gesture, with one calling the teenager precious.
Precious.
Remember that in the movie, don't you?
Precious.
Right, moving on. This is Camila Cabello.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you'd be mesmerized, though. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no. Don't go yet. Come to mama. I get what I want when I want, and I get it how I want to.
we go. That is Camila Cabello there. And that is Don't Go Yet. No, we're going to hang around till around about 10 o'clock. And by the way, I don't know if you realise, of course, the Breakfast Show is pet friendly as well, you know.
Chihuahua. 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 Chihuahua.
Chihuahua, yeah, that's cool, alright.
Chihuahua.
In this fun, in the life without sorrow feels young. When you think about tomorrow, say yo. When you're about to freak out, just go in and shout it out loud.
Chihuahua here, Chihuahua there. Everybody wants it everywhere. Sing it loud, and life can be so easy.
Chihuahua.
What can make you move?
Chihuahua.
Can you feel the groove?
Chihuahua.
My place, someone else wins the race. No, I give up, today is not my day. But then I take a deep breath and say, calm down. When you're about to go crazy, turn around and feel as fresh as a daisy. Just run, because it's time to go. Have fun and let the whole world know.
Chihuahua here, Chihuahua there. Everybody wants.
think I've played that one before. Or perhaps I'm getting deja vu, I don't know. This week's quiz called Deja Vu. Olivia Rodrigo there. I tell you what, we've just got time to squeeze this in, take us up to the top of the hour. It comes from the Turtles, and it's all about being happy. Happy together. This was called...
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, so ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be, the only one for me is you, and you for me, so happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Yeah, boys and girls, we're all happy, aren't we? Of course we are. We're happy together. That's what it's called. Comes from the Turtles. Breakfast show time. Time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Everybody loves the things you do, from the way you talk to the way you move. Everybody here is watching you, 'cause you feel like home. You're like a dream come true. But if by chance you're here alone, can I have a moment before I go? 'Cause I've been by myself all night long, hoping you're someone I used to know. You look like a movie, you sound like a song. My God, this reminds me when we were young. Let me photograph you in this light, in case it is the last time that we might be exactly like we were before we realized we're a sort of getting old and made us restless. It was just like a movie, it was just like a song. I was so scared to face my fears. Nobody told me that you'd be here. And I swear you moved overseas. That's what you said when you left me. You still look like a movie, you still sound like a song. Just like a soul.
Okay.
might choose me, and I know that's selfish love. You are a dream, and I can't thank you enough. But I give another piece of me away every waking day that I'm with you. Am I a monster? What will your family think of me? They brought me in, they held me out with everything. But I give a little piece of me away every single day. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain. I'll always love you, but tonight, the night I choose to walk away. Love you so much that I have to let you go. I'll miss your touch and the secrets we both know. But it would be wrong for me to stay, and I'll just give you hope. So I pick up the pieces, I get on the midnight train. I got my reasons, but darling, I can't explain.
Lovely songs. We started off with Adele and When We Were Young, and Sam Smith and Midnight Train. If you want to keep an eye on the time, we're exactly 23 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock, and it's a Friday, which means I've got to take a wander down to our What, Where and When department. Hello, is this the What, Where and When department?
Yes, hello.
Oh, happy good
Friday.
Morning.
Happy Friday.
Yes, it is. Happy Father's Day.
Oh, yes, on Sunday.
Yeah, Father's Day on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that'd be cool.
A lot of events, a lot of activities everywhere.
Oh, good. So we got quite a bit this morning, have we? How many we got?
Well, I don't have them all, but I have some.
Okay, that's good enough. Then.
Yes.
I don't have them all.
Because they're going to have events, I guess, at every mall
in
the city, around the city. So you can enjoy everywhere, really,
mm-hmm.
on Sunday. So tonight, I'm going to... The auction, I told you, during the week, starts today. Today is the launching at GAC Motor. Remember I told you they have a big showroom?
Oh, that's right. Yes,
They're going to have the exhibition of all the paintings there. So we're going to be able to see all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But the auction is going to be virtual.
Okay.
So you can go to 32 auctions on internet.
You can bid there and you can bid online.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Exactly.
Very professional.
Yes, so I'm going today to that one, and I'll show you the pictures later.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Of all the arts they're going to have there.
All right, and you can hold it up to your microphone so everybody else can see it.
Oh, yes. And the auction is going to be until June 29.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, a lot of time.
So you've got plenty of time to go and see what they've got then on the 29th. you can bid.
Exactly. And this is supporting Kiwanis Metropolitano.
Oh, good.
Arte por la Niñez.
Mm-hmm.
This is for kids, children that they support at Kiwanis Metropolitano.
Oh, lovely. Of course.
Mm-hmm. And also, I guess Pituca talk a little bit about that, Cinema Sanitas.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have some movies outdoors around the country, not here in the city. This is going to be tonight at Parita and tomorrow at Mariato. This is Veraguas, Mariato.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And on Sunday at Zona. This is at the Banco Nacional.
Okay. All right. Good.
Mm-hmm. So the International Film Festival are going to be there screening these movies, Panamanian movies. So you can go to the website of EIFF Panama and see which movies they are going to have screening.
Oh, cool. Okay.
At Banco Nacional in different places around the country. So also don't forget the Festival of Music from Alianza Francesa.
Okay.
That starts tomorrow. So it's going to be until June 26th and starts tomorrow at the Alianza Francesa in Bella Vista. And you have to send your request first, your reservation to be there.
Okay.
To be there tomorrow. And it's going to be at 2. They're going to have one, it's going to be like a workshop for musicians, but for adolescents or kids. And at 4, they're going to have another concert, a little concert for adults. Of course, I'm going to be there at 4.
Okay.
At Alianza Francesa. You can get more information at their Instagram account because they have the whole calendar of events that they're going to have this month.
Oh, well, you're going to enjoy that. You've got a busy little weekend, haven't you?
Yes. So, do you want me to mention the study music or?
Yeah, let's do one. So we've got three this morning, haven't we?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we're splashing out. Cool. No end to the expense we spend, you know, on this program.
Okay, the first one is Norman. How do you say that? Kulki.
I'm just getting it up on my screen. So Norman Kulki, yeah, well done.
Okay, he was born in 1942 from British Merseybeat band.
Oh yeah,
the Swinging Blue Jeans, who had the 1964 UK number 2 single "Hippie Hippie Shake," and the hit "You Are No Good."
I tell you what, I got "Hippie Hippie Shake." You wanna do the hippie hippie shake? The Swinging Blue Jeans, Hippie Hippie Shake. Do you know what, listening to that, it sounds very clear, and it sounds a little bit different tempo to what I remember it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm going to try it. Hold on a second.
For goodness sake,
see? This one's faster.
Oh, you have another one.
Yes.
Another version.
I got about three or four. I think this is more the original. The other one was very, very clear. It sounded like it was remastered. Anyway, we've done that one. I was just checking it out.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I sort of got this sort of mind that when some tunes come into my mind, or when I hear certain beats come into my mind, mm-hmm. sort of it either links me to another song sometimes, mm-hmm. or I say, I don't know, that's a little bit strange. I mean, I liked it. It was mm-hmm. just a little bit slower.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, it's probably for us older people, because we can't hippy shape very well.
So it was just for you.
I think I need a much slower version than that one. Oh, dear.
Well, that's a funny song.
See, Mary Lou agrees with me. She says, I agree 100%. It sounded a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it was, it was definitely them. It wasn't somebody else. It was definitely them. But it's like the remastered. Mm-hmm. But it's good. It's okay. It just, these little things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to try and be perfect, yes.
Yes, I know.
Yes. A lot of use that is. Thanks, Mary Lou. Glad you agree with me. You get an extra bunny point for that.
Oh.
All right. Let's get back to what's happening.
Okay. Let me tell you more about the music party of the Alianza Francesa. Because
okay.
tomorrow mm-hmm. at 8 p.m., it's going to be Idania Doman. In concert.
Oh, right. Yeah.
At Petit Paris.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where is that? Here in Marbella, right?
Petit Français.
Petit Paris.
Oh, some Petit Paris.
Uh-huh.
Is that the restaurant?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Okay, yeah. They've got one in where did I see the other one? I saw another
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I guess they have another one.
They've got one in the JW Marriott.
Oh, yeah?
I believe it's a Parti Paris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that one is going to be very nice, too, because Idania Doman is great.
Oh, I love her.
That's going to be at 8 p.m., and the entrance is free.
Okay. Are you going to that as well, are you?
No.
Oh, because I tell you what, because last time I saw Idania Doman, she said, give me a call. I want to come back on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so speak to her agent.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if people want to talk to me, they can speak to you. You're my agent. Okay. Don't get extra either.
Yeah, so don't miss that. Also, on Tuesday, they're going to have, this is again at Alianza Francesa,
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a concert of Orquesta de Cámara del Istmo. Remember, they've been here too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're going to be playing, and also it's free. So you have to make your reservations in advance.
Okay.
And don't forget, Shorty and Slim, they were talking about the big concert they're going to have mm-hmm. in V Argentina.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be on Saturday 25.
Mm-hmm.
And let me see. It's starting at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you can also check it out on their Instagram account, Alianza Francesa.
Okay.
To know more about it. So, let me tell you, also tomorrow, it's the big British street party.
Oh, yeah, that's why I was looking at some of the, they've got a lot going on. I should be there.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, oh good, we're all going to be there then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The entrance is totally free, it's open.
That's why we're going, isn't it?
Everyone.
Yeah, that's the job. I mean,
yes, at Multiplaza, it's Plaza de la Luna.
Mm-hmm.
At Multiplaza tomorrow, starting at 1 p.m. And let me tell you a little bit what they're going to have. At 1 p.m., they're going to have a tribute to Freddie Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
At 1:20, they're going to have Show de Malabares. How do you translate that?
I'm just trying to get the list up on my machine because I saw it just now, and then I went to something else. Here we go. I think I got it. Yes, I got it. Hold on. Tribute to Freddie Mercury. Show... Mm-hmm. Malabares.
Mm-hmm.
That's Spanish, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Bad people?
No. It's like a circus, something like
that. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, all right. Malabares.
At 2, they're going to have tribute to Dua Lipa.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. 2:30,
mm-hmm.
cover of British bands.
Yeah, a lot happening. I'd probably get there about 2:30, I think, because I've got a lunch appointment, and then I'll probably come along around about 2:30, 3 o'clock.
Okay.
I shall wear my, I'm going to wear my Union Jack waistcoat.
Oh, I'm going to wear the pin that you brought me.
Oh, good,
the Jubilee pin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Also, at 3:15, they're going to have Harry Potter This is a reading.
Oh, yeah.
Reading of Harry Potter. At 3:45, it's a surprise show.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know. At 4:10, that's a...
Magic
show.
That'll probably when I disappear, because they make people disappear at 4:10. Magic, don't they?
Yes. And then at 4:40, they're going to have, again, a cover of British bands.
Cool.
So that's going to be awesome.
Oh, I'm going to, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go there.
Yes.
I'll be there. Yeah, we'll be there. We'll have fun. You bringing Ian?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him he's got to speak English. Would I be that evil?
Yeah. Okay, let me continue with the other born in the same music.
Mm-hmm.
That was Barry Manilow. He was born in 1946. American singer, songwriter, born as Barry Allan Pincus, who had the 1975 U.S. number 1 and U.K. number 11 single, Mandy, also wrote Could It Be Magic and Copacabana.
Mm-hmm.
Manilow has scored over 25 U.S. top 40 singles, selling over 75 million records worldwide.
Mm. And we're not looking for a piece of music to play by Barry Manilow. Like you say, he's done so many.
Mm-hmm.
But before he really sort of started singing himself, he was a prolific songwriter for other people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of his songs, actually, one of the songs that he sings,
mm-hmm.
is I Write the Songs. And I thought, oh, well, that's very descriptive of Barry Manilow.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're going to listen to.
And I wrote the very first song. I put the words and the melodies together. I am music and I write the songs. I write the songs that make the whole world sing. I write the songs of love and special things. I write the songs that make the young girls cry. Thank you.
There we go. Yes, that's a good one, though. Good choice, I think.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yeah. Have you seen him on TV lately?
No.
He looks really weird.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because I think he's had a lot of facelifts.
Oh.
Mm.
That's not good.
I think a few too many. Got a little thing on his chin. I think it's his tummy button. I wish people wouldn't do it, really. Oh, I mean, yeah. You know, I tell you, somebody who really, two people really, mm-hmm. That did spend a lot of money mm-hmm. And looked pretty good. One was Cher.
Mm-hmm, yes.
And the other one's Tina Turner.
Oh, yes, I agree.
And she looks really cool. I mean, I saw her interviewed, and I know she was knocking on a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe it. She looked really good. I mean, they did a really good job. It's like they've done it without sort of stretching everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually made you look young.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, some people, they sort of, you know, their sort of eyes go up in the corners because they're all stretched back.
Yeah.
I haven't had a facelift.
Hmm.
No, I've always looked like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still looking like I'm 17.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the hair and the wrinkles and everything else. Tim said, how old are you? I'm so-and-so, but I'm going on 12. Mm-hmm. Mentally, at any rate. So anyway, what else we got happening? Because I know you've got quite a few today.
Yes, the last one is because this is the Pride Month. So the U.S. Embassy and the Canadian Embassy mm-hmm, mm-hmm. are going to have different activities. And on Monday, this is at 8 p.m. Let me see. Oh, there's one screening at 6 p.m. and another one at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
This is a queer movie night. And the name of the movie is Crazy. And it's going to be at City of Knowledge. They have a new location there, Panama American Center.
Oh, okay.
They used to be mm-hmm. here in Via España.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved there, and this is the local 3B. 3B is the, mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. room. So this Monday at 6 and at 8 p.m., queer movie night. And the entrance is totally free, thanks to the U.S. Embassy and the Canadian Embassy.
Oh, wonderful. That's mm-hmm. good.
Yes. So that was the last one. And let me tell you the last one for Born This Day in Music.
Okie dokie. I tell you what, before we do that, I've got one. I've got one here. Better read this out as well. This is the British Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got an event. It's going to be on the... Let me get the right date. Yeah. On Tuesday the 28th of June at the Bristol Hotel, mm-hmm. midday. It's going to be in English. And the topic, if you want to know a little bit more perhaps about the situation that's going on in Ukraine,
mm-hmm.
It is, quote, it's called the Ukraine Awareness. And they're going to have some interesting speakers. Robin Horsfall, for instance, he was a member of the SAS counter-terrorism team that, in actual fact, assaulted the Iranian embassy back in 1980 in London. Helping to rescue the 19 hostages that had been held there for 6 days. So he's going to be one of the talkers. Jorge Alagüe, Deputy Director of the Private Sector Resources and Partnerships of UNICEF. And a special guest, Oksana Dramaretaka, Ukraine Ambassador to Mexico. So you want to find out a little bit more about what's happening in Ukraine, and do that. That's Ukraine Awareness, being put on by the British Chamber of Commerce. That is on Tuesday, 28th of June, Bristol Hotel at midday in English. Members of the British Chamber is $55, and non-members is $65. And I think that includes your lunch as well. So there you go. So that's it.
Okay.
There we go. Then we can go back to the music. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Paul Young. He was born in 1947. British singer and songwriter from Sad Cafe, who had the 1979 UK number 3 single, mm-hmm. Everyday Hearts, with Mike and the Mechanics. He scored the 1989 UK number 2 single, The Living Years, with Paul Carrick on the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
He made his debut during the 60s in the British beat group The Toggery Five.
Oh, okay. The Toggery Five, I've never heard of them.
Oh, no?
But I've certainly heard of Mike and the Mechanics.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And, I was just checking because he was a member of... initially the band included Rutherford, Paul Carrick, as you just mentioned, mm-hmm. and Paul Young.
Mm-hmm.
And together with keyboardist Adrian Lee and drummer Peter Van Hook.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one we're going to play.
Okay.
In actual fact, it's somewhat apt in a way, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Because, well, we're coming up to Father's Father's Day weekend, aren't we?
Oh, yes.
And the song is about the regrets of a young man and not spending enough time with his father, and how father and son relationships can be pretty tough.
Wow.
Like mine was.
That's a perfect song.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Every generation blames the one before, and all of their frustrations come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Oh, crumpled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, still to conversations. I'm afraid that's all we've got. You say you just don't see it. He says it's perfect sense. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense.
Say it loud.
Say it loud.
It's too late.
minute ago, they said Mike and Mechanics in the Living Years. Very powerful song, that one.
Mm-hmm. Great song. Mm.
Yeah, it's all about that. Sometimes relationships between fathers and sons are a little bit tough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one expects of the other and so on mm-hmm. and so forth. But there we go. So remember the sort of thing, the motto of that song is, don't leave it. Don't let it go, because your father passes away, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
So remember, spend some time with your fathers this weekend
mm-hmm.
and bond. James Bond, there you are, a British thing. But, there we go. So, well, I'll see you tomorrow then, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Congratulations to all the fathers.
Absolutely.
Of the listeners, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, bygone love, peace. This will take us out this morning.
Mm-hmm.
This is, let me go, yeah, I've got it there, Cat Stevens.
Okay.
You know which that one that is?
Yes.
Father and Son.
Oh, great.
It's not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Explain when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the time that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
There we go, Cat Stevens and Father and Son. So have a wonderful weekend, good fathers and sons. Spend some time together and bond. And if you've had problems, now's the time to make it up, all right? So remember, don't leave it too late. Time on the Breakfast Show. Time for us to go off and do something else, I think. for the rest of the weekend. I do like Fridays. So a big thank you this morning to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her current affairs. Well, it was all about electricity, anyway. So they were Freaky Fun Facts Friday. A big thank you, as always, to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and of course, busy on Fridays with what, where, and when. And also, we had three today. We had a bonus of Born on This Day in Music. And also, she does all our social media and everything like that. And if you want to link up with us in some way, perhaps advertise or just say hello, you can always give Yasmin a call on 223-5162. 223-5162. It's as easy as that. And a big thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the UK, busying away. I suppose celebrating all these celebrations going on for the Queen's 70th. Don't forget to join us as well at Multi Plaza tomorrow, Saturday afternoon. I'll probably get there around about 2:30, 3 o'clock and hang around for the afternoon. It'll be fun. We'll be fun. Yeah, I'll be wearing my Union Jack waistcoat, so you won't be able to miss me. So do come along. If you are around that area, come along and say hello. And well, that's it then, really. Big thanks to you, our listeners, our advertisers and our sponsors. Thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. I'll be back with you on Monday, same time, 6 o'clock in the morning. Have a great weekend. And please remember, whatever it is you are going to be doing over the weekend, do it carefully. What do I want to be doing on Monday, 6 o'clock? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, from me, Jerry D. Till then. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.